Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fullback and the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Hooks.
Welcome back to the Morning Hookup. Man, having a great time. Special thanks there to Jeff Motes for popping in and talking a little sports with us and weather. So, question, you guys ever seen a fullback trying to stay out of the rain?
No.
I just witnessed it. It was not pretty, but he's dry. Somehow he's dry.
Man, I was hiding.
He's at the front. Whoa, see that spark in the background there?
Oh, yeah.
I went to go get him because the front door, and the wind's blowing. He's in the corner of the door like,
I was hiding under that awning, man. That rain was coming in sideways.
Oh, really?
Yeah, And you guys were still on the air, so I knew I was going to be standing out there for a minute. I didn't need to be completely soaking wet when I came.
It looked a lot similar when you see like the big kids play hide and go seek.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They try to get behind the smallest tree.
I love the picture of an elephant hiding behind like a utility pole.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Wait, so are you not good with rain, or you just don't like to get wet?
Bigger space.
I mean, I'm so sweet, I'll melt.
Oh, okay. See? Don't want to melt, Dave.
No, don't want to melt. You know, the funny thing is, so I looked over at you when I came in, and I can only see, like, the upper half of your torso right there, and I'm like, wow, why does Will got on a shirt that says Hate Will on it?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I guess it does kind of look like that, huh? Oh, no, that's not what I'm promoting.
Like, wow, getting crushed.
Not what I'm advocating for.
We've got Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine in the house with us. Speaking of sweet and might melt, Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Wow. Like that?
Yeah.
Maybe not want to compete. Give me your thoughts. And my initial thought was, God, what happened? But my overall feeling was, where's the advice coming from?
Yeah.
He's got a team around him, man. I look at it and I go, Ed, Christian, Dylan just went through the transfer to play with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is going on?
I don't know. Maybe he got down there and found out that Louisville is just a total dumpster fire.
But you look at it, like we talked about this when it first came out, like Malik Cunningham is a 2-year starter.
Right. I mean, that's not a situation to go into and think you're going to play.
And the receivers aren't bad there, like if he was making a change. But it doesn't look like he wants to make a change.
Yeah.
He wants to be a starting quarterback. So initially,
Yeah, my initial thoughts are exactly that, is he wants to play quarterback and is not interested in playing anything except quarterback, and therefore is just trying to find a place to play quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you he got there
went
through workouts for a week and found and more or less, I'll bet you he got there and the coach was like, hey, our quarterback situation's pretty good right now. We want to use you at some wingback stuff.
Yeah, or like you're going to fight for the backup.
But it's not like
Cunningham's pretty good.
It's not like he told him that for the first time, right? He probably knew that when he first transferred there.
Who knows what they tell him, right? You know, who knows what they say? I'm sure they told him, yeah, you can compete for a starting job here, right? We think you can play.
Compete.
We think you can do the job. We think you can earn the starting spot. And he gets there. And finds out that the guy in front of him has been a starter for 2 years, and good luck usurping that. And
This is what he would be going up against, and he knew this stuff before. Malik Cunningham career stats. This is passing, and again, we have our opinions on if Luke could ever be a Division I quarterback in a Power Five. Mm-hmm. We've had that conversation.
Oh yeah,
Malik in 2019 was 62 and almost 63% completion rate, 2,000 yards passing. 22 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Let's see, rushing wise, because rushing is other stats. But then passing in last year, 64%, almost 2,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
I mean, I don't know how you think you're going to.
Rushing wise, by the way,
not.
In the last 2 years. Now, that's in rushing wise, the last 2 years, in 19, 482 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns. Last year, 600 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So he's combined for almost 30 touchdowns in both seasons,
right,
with interceptions at, like, what, 17 interceptions in two seasons.
Yeah, against 40.
With throwing almost 600, like almost 500 passes.
Yeah, 17 picks and over 40 touchdowns, right? Yeah. I mean,
where were you going with that? Like, they were going to walk and go, whoa, man, Luke McCaffrey, you left Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, you had to think you were going in to sit on the bench for a year if you were going to try to play quarterback.
Right.
So that's the only reason that it makes me think that they talked to him maybe about playing some other position this year, and he said no.
I mean, he went there for like 27 minutes. And said, yeah, like the coach like said, he was there for like three or four workouts.
Yeah.
Do you think now? I feel bad for the kid now, in a way, because do you think nationally he's hurt his image a little bit?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Right, like nobody, they're gonna be like, ah, because now he's got to go in. Like, one, it's June. We're like 78 days away from our first kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
Now your list is pretty narrow, because I think a lot of these programs have probably identified who's going to be their one or two. His list is short.
Yeah.
Of where he can end up at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's not alone. I mean, if you're on Twitter, just recently it was announced that
David Austin.
Is that who it is?
David Austin is transferring out for 3 years in Nebraska. Never really saw the field, if any field time.
Yeah.
Deciding to transfer on June 11th.
Yeah.
And that's a Frost guy, correct?
Yes.
So that's just interesting to kind of look at.
I mean,
right?
You get 3 years in and you haven't seen the field at all, and the writing's on the wall. Like, we've talked about it all the time. You may be good in high school. That doesn't mean you're going to be good in college. You may be good in college. Doesn't mean you're going to be good in the pros.
Right.
Right? You move up a level and things change. The games get faster. The players get bigger. Everything changes. Mm-hmm. And so there are going to be guys who show up and are supposed to be contributors and play, and they just do not pan out.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. And it happens.
It happens a lot.
At some point, they either have to make the decision that, hey, I'm okay hanging around and realizing that this is going to be the extent of my college career, mm-hmm. and go to school and hang out with my buddies and play on scout teams or backup roles.
Yeah.
Or they have to move on and go somewhere else.
Yep. I would love to see the rate of players who make it to the league, Dane, that have transferred multiple times. If I were a betting man, I would guess that it's probably pretty low.
Yeah, I guarantee it's really low. There's no way, because
the top guys aren't transferring.
Yeah, the top guys either aren't transferring, okay, or they're certainly not transferring more than one time.
Well, and a lot of the programs they're at, like, it's, you can pick out a handful of programs right now,
mm-hmm.
that those top guys, one, they're not moving. Also, the culture of patience has been developed,
because
mm-hmm. you walk into an Alabama, a Clemson, a whatever, you pick them, and those five or six that you can probably name, they know when they look up, they go, there's two dudes or a dude in front of me that is a year away from being drafted. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit back, be patient, and get my reps in.
Yep, exactly. Go compete against those guys and then come in and play 1 year, and then it's my turn, right? Like,
yeah.
There's a big difference. Like, that's a situation you can sit in and sit behind and know you're just not playing, right?
Yeah.
When I got down to Nebraska, it's not like I took one look at Judd Davies
and got that guy.
I'm definitely going to be the starter this year.
I'm the guy.
Like, that's how I'm going to do it. And I got buried under the same dumbbells he was lifting when I was coming in as a freshman. I'm like, yeah, I got this guy.
Oh,
I got him. Right?
Watch this.
Yeah, yeah, check
this out.
I'm going
to prove myself.
Yeah, yeah. When we're watching video of me getting thrown like a discus by, you know, Trevor Johnson. Yeah, yeah, I got this.
And the first time you try those dumbbells, they let them sit on your chest for a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
just
100%.
To make, like, laugh at you for about 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, right? Judd was really nice about it. Judd was like, Dane, you might...
Don't try
maybe,
those.
Maybe you don't want to try that quite yet. I can do this.
Watch this.
Buried. Right? There you go.
What was it like going? No, that's an interesting story, though, because did he graduate that year?
No, Judd graduated in 2003 when we went to the Alamo Bowl.
Okay, and you were a sophomore then?
I was a redshirt freshman. It was my first year of to play.
So did you get on once he graduated? Is that when you stopped?
Yeah, once Judd moved on and it was me and Crewall left with Callahan, then that's when this started. And that's when I saw the field. But that's when I was finally ready to see the field.
Yeah, you.
That makes sense.
Right? You're ready.
I traveled all the away games that freshman year and got in a few games in garbage time. And I was a backup for like goal line situations, right? But I wasn't ready to play yet, right? But like by the next year, all of a sudden, I was ready.
Well, physically, right? And mentally.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think people think about the physical part of it, like getting bigger, stronger, faster, but also the mental side of going from high school to college.
Oh, without a question. There's a huge mental jump
side, I think people sometimes forget about, not just the football, the practice structure, the amount of hours, the lifting, all that, but it's like the overall college life, too, that people, like, you want to get in and you should get in and try to establish yourself as a resident of the university.
Right.
And getting your grades going right away, getting your classes and making them all, doing your laundry and managing your time. I mean, there's a huge mental side of that that you're not ready for.
Yeah, I tell that I don't tell this much to people because I'm the greatest football player to ever live and was always
That's
good.
What we think.
Gatorade
player of the year.
But I started playing what was called midget football, right, mm-hmm. back in the day when I was in sixth grade.
Still okay? Called that.
And I was a big kid for a sixth grader, okay? And mm-hmm. so I ended up on the B team, your first time you ever played football,
Did
right?
Did you not meet the weight requirement?
Yeah. No, I met the weight requirement, but I was tall.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You played for Leons, too, right?
Leons, baby, all day. Leons. That's Coach Bobby Dupree. Shout out, Bobby. And when I was a sixth grader, and I was terrible at football, right? I was terrible.
Well, you're growing in that body.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to figure out, like,
yeah. And then when I was
chewing gum and walking at the same time.
And then when I was a seventh grader, I made the A team. I was on the only, there were only two seventh graders on the A team that year because it was full of Barrett Rude and Tony Irons and, I mean, all like Jake Muellheisen.
What were they doing?
All
in
not
you know,
all not Gatorade players of the year, by the way.
Yeah. I would love to see what they were doing at that age.
Oh, yeah. It was insane. Barrett did not make the weight requirement. And so what they used to do with him on defense is he would line up as a D lineman.
And
then the second the ball got snapped, he'd back up and play linebacker.
Oh, yes.
But seventh grade even, right? Playing against those guys, just getting crushed, mm-hmm. you know. But then once I was an eighth grader, all of a sudden it was a completely different ball game.
Yeah, maybe I should have stuck it out.
Yeah, maybe you should have. Will, you got the body for it.
Oh man,
you got the body for it.
Back then, I was dumber than rocks on the football field.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I still was when I finished my career, but the but that's the whole point. Is it takes time.
It does.
It takes time, and you don't know if you're ever going to make it to that next step.
People
you don't know
kids
if you're
aren't
ever
that patient
make
anymore.
That.
It won't take time.
Yeah, I mean that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of it is that there's just a finite amount of time to do it, and you got to be patient and willing to put up with it to do it. And there is some of that that goes on. Back in the day when there weren't options to move around, like, you're stuck. You had no choice. You could either quit or hang in there. That plays a big role in it, and people don't realize it's a huge mental aspect, but there's a physical aspect to it.
Good tweet coming in from Oscar Dell. This is really good, by the way. DDT is still too big for what he does.
That's why they give me an arthroscope, so I can stand way far away with it with a little tiny instrument.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
You got to open that up, though, and I got to put my bear paw in there, and that's a big problem.
Oh, man. Again, we're speaking to Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Dane, college football playoff looking to be expanding to 12 in 2023.
Yeah.
Initial thoughts, because we've been talking about it a lot today. 12 teams, 4 first-round buys, 6 auto bids from the 6 conference championships. 6 at largest. I'm so happy that Notre Dame could get in and never be a top 4.
Oh, yeah, 100%. When I heard you say that, I giggled inside. Shout out Dan Cullen, by the way.
They can't be a top 4. No matter if they're 12-0, they beat a lot of Power 5s, beat some champions. You cannot be higher than the 5th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's hilarious to me.
Right?
Ranked
number 1 in the country, you're 5th.
Yeah, yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that. I would give anything for that. That would be great. I think it's honestly good. I've thought for a long time they should expand it to 8 teams with a very similar kind of setup where the conference champions got in and then the next two highest ranked teams, or whatever it worked out to, next three highest ranked teams got in. And so 12 is honestly that exact scenario, just with a bye week built in and getting more teams in. And at that point, too, once you get to 12 teams, because there's every year we spend thousands of hours talking about, oh, but the fifth seed should gotten in, and oh, what about the sixth? They would have been good enough.
UFC, they should have got in. Yeah.
If you're ranked number 13, bro, I don't care what you have to say. You're not beating three of the top 10 teams
in their home,
including
venues,
potentially number one, right?
Uh-huh.
In the playoffs, right? And so you can eliminate some of that garbage. Now they can say, oh, well, we deserved a chance to go play in the bowl game. You're still going to hear all that ad nauseum, but at least you're not going to hear people realistically contend that, like, we had a shot at the title that year. But I also think it'd be great because who doesn't want to watch I don't know how many games it works out to,
four if you have to, right?
So what, it'd be four in the first round, four in the second round.
It'd be four games to win it. So it's what, 11 games?
Who doesn't want to watch 11 games with the top 12 teams in the country playing against each other?
No one. Everyone wants to watch it.
That'd be awesome.
No one.
That'd be incredible.
Now, I will ask you this from the doctor perspective, because there's been some critics about player safety.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be looking like, if you're playing all the way through it and you got to play all the four games to win it, you're playing up to 16, 17 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and that's
the NFL schedule now. You're playing an NFL schedule at the college level.
That's an NFL schedule. There's no question about that. And that should be a consideration with it. In reality, there's only potentially two teams playing that many games, right? And so it's not like all the teams are. Now, what I would say what they should end up doing, and if you're going to move to that kind of system, or what I would recommend doing, is dropping down to an 11-game regular season for everybody.
Taking one back
for the regular season, and then so that the conference championship game would be 12, you can do like honestly what they did with the Big Ten this year, which I thought was kind of fun, where you played multiple games on that championship weekend. So that way all those teams can get a 12th game, which I thought was really
neat.
That was cool. That's like the one cool thing the Big Ten has done the entire year.
I'm not giving them credit for anything else. It wasn't their idea.
Yeah, exactly.
They read it in a book.
Yeah, there you go.
They can't read book. They didn't. It's all pictures of something.
But I think that would be a way to go with that. You do 11 regular season games and then do that.
Do you take it off the non-con side or you take it off the conference game side?
Non-con side, because when the conference
you go two non-cons and then nine conference.
Yeah, because the two non-con, because you need your conference side of things to determine who's going to be the best to get to the next point, right? And so that's one way you could do it, I guess. But I don't know. I'm just some dude. But either way, I think 12 games in the playoffs, or 12 teams in the playoffs, would be fun. I think that would be awesome. Especially when Notre Dame can't make it as a number one.
So do you think they're going to have, like, I think they could maybe join a conference. Because if they get screwed,
there's too much money.
Too much money.
You think?
And they can still get in.
And they can still get in.
They can still get in, and there's too much money.
There's that. Yes.
They're too much money they're making not in a conference, or too much money they'd be spending to get in the conference?
No. They're too much money that they're currently making by not being in a conference.
Because teams paying them to play them.
Yeah, but because they get their own TV contracts, and they get everything. And so it's just they make too much money not being in a conference.
Wow. I'm surprised not.
Their only saving grace is some kind of like grant of rights or something that goes with the ACC. That's the only chance they have to maybe be some type of affiliation. That's it.
Yeah. Without
but again, too much money.
Too much money.
Well, then we talked about, Dane, how these games are going to be played at home venues.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
That's awesome.
I will bundle up
2 weeks
to watch football in Wisconsin.
Oh, Lord.
Like 2 weeks
on December 18th.
That's when it would be. It'd be like the 14th through the 18th, because you get those conference championships in early, the first weekend of December. I think that's a cool part about this, is that somebody somewhere is getting another home game.
I will say this, if they go this route, the bowl game situation with players opting out, that kind of stuff, is going to explode. It's going to explode. Now, you'll keep more of the players around from those top teams because they're going to be in the playoffs and have a chance at things, right? You'll still lose some. There's no question you'll still lose some, but there you'll keep more of them around. But you start to get to those, the remainder of the bowl games, and it's just
losing value.
You lose value. And I'll be honest with you. There are too many bowl games already.
Oh.
There have been too many bowl games for too long.
Yep.
Bowl games should not be congratulations, you won six games this year.
Well, I said there shouldn't be a 5-7, and again, we've done it. It shouldn't be a 5-7 team that gets in based off your A blah blah.
Right.
Grabs, whatever it is.
Right. And they say, it's a reward for a season and you let your seniors go out and have a good time.
Don't like it.
I've got a fun fact for everybody. Wanna hear this one?
Yes.
You can do fun things without going to a bowl game. And you know what universities can do? They can foot the bill for that and do fun things without having to go to a bowl game. It's weird how volleyball teams and basketball teams can go all over the world all year round. Right?
Yep.
Go hang out in China for
Everywhere.
2 weeks and go to Europe and go to Hawaii and the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Weird how they can do that.
That sounds great.
But the only way to reward a football team is Shreveport, Louisiana. Right?
The Pinstripe Bowl in New York City.
Yeah.
The GoDaddy Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cheetos Bowl. Cheez-Its Bowl. That's
and there's
it.
Some Tire Bowl or something.
Yeah.
There's, yeah.
Like, Cheez-Its Bowl.
The Boise Bowl. Go play on the blue turf.
Let's go.
Right?
Yeah. Super excited.
Like, nobody wants to do that.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, do something else.
Do something else. Do it. Austin thing is cool because I think sometimes the conference championships are kind of blurred in there. That turns into a first-round playoff game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because I talk about it from the perspective of, like, Nebraska. It's like, you look at our schedule, good chance we're not going 12-0, okay? Mm-hmm. But, again, you go 8-4, possibly win your side. Who knows? There's a chance.
That's right. That's right.
You're now putting a mix of a chance.
Yeah.
Really good for the Pac-12, by the way, because they'll not always get in.
Yeah.
Which we'd say they missed like 7 of the first 9, whatever it was.
It's
now
insane.
They get in.
Yeah,
good
they
for
have
them.
Not been that awesome.
No,
yeah.
Good for them. They're going to be able to get in. You know, I want to ask you about this because you played there. You played in the Rose Bowl. They seem to be a loser in this.
Yeah.
Based on their hard date of first, second, might not be guaranteed that date anymore.
Right.
Always been like that classic Big Ten Pac-12 matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that? Because you played in the Rose Bowl. It's always been like one of those things. I know,
year.
Like my wife, you missed that year.
I wasn't there. Yeah. I heard it was awesome though.
But it's like I've been there, but you get all the tradition behind the Rose Bowl, right? Of the parade and all that stuff seems to be like dwindling pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. Time
like unless
change.
They want to move it.
Yeah.
Their date.
Yeah, move the date.
Because at that point, they can never be a national championship host.
Right. Right.
Or even in the playoff host. Really?
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
So it's interesting. So interesting to me. I like this.
I like the idea of it. I really
I like
do.
This.
So now if we...
I'm getting on the 12.
No.
I was a big six component for long time, having six. Two first-round buys and four others.
Well, and also one thing I was thinking is, like, it could change, right? I mean, because they got to go through votes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. And
anytime you get presidents of universities involved... Look what can happen.
They're going to
be
involved.
Be implemented for a while, right?
2023.
2023 is what they're saying.
You're like a couple years out.
Yep.
You're a couple years out from this, so.
Did you see, moving on, as I just randomly switched topics, the NFL is requesting proposals for future regular season games in Germany.
Oh, all right. Are they still doing the NFL Europe thing? Is that still
London?
There's a couple games there this year.
They're still doing London. Maybe they'll try Mexico City again. I know when they did that, it
was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
Disaster.
Well, they had to cancel the game 1 year, but I remember they did it again, and the fans were like doing lasers.
Oh, were they really?
Laser pointers at the fans, and the refs had to stop the game and say, no, don't do that. But now, they're saying Germany, which is...
Hmm. But they don't have teams based in Europe anymore, right?
I don't know.
Like, think so. Because that used to be the thing, right? You'd have the NFL, like, developmental league basically out and over there in Europe.
Well, that's where it officially started, right, I think, over in Europe.
Yeah.
But, no, that's cool. Germany. Yeah, let's do it.
It's all right. Might as well. Whatever.
Drink beer and
whatever.
Watch football.
I'd go.
I would too. That'd be pretty cool.
Are you going to go to Ireland?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I'd love to go.
Are you going to go?
Yes.
For sure.
We're starting to plan already. We were going to go this past one, too.
Yeah. I knew you were going to go this past one.
I've always wanted to go, and it's like, man, you know, sometimes you like want to go do something, but you need a reason to go.
Now you got it.
When Nebraska was going, like, you know, we're going. Right?
Oh, yeah. Do one show from over there and then write off it as a business.
Yeah, they'd love that.
Yeah.
Your face, right? You saw Hooks' face when you said that, right, Dane? Right. That like got him super excited.
That's cool. He's excited. You could just write off the plane ticket. It's just a write-off. That's all tax write-off. You pay for it. No big deal. Don't charge the company. Just write it off.
Write it off.
Yeah.
Boy, see?
Makes sense.
Business owners talking over
there. There you go.
You know it's a deal.
Right there.
That would be cool if I was over there and like somehow be on with you.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'd love the fact that you were sitting back there in that little booth while Hooksy was over there in Ireland talking
to you. That'd be great, Dane. You have no idea. Yeah, like it'd feel like I was there.
Yeah, drinking a warm Guinness.
Yeah, that's right. They serve it warm there.
Do they?
They actually have the Guinness police going around. They literally go around to bars and make sure that they're being poured correctly and served correctly. They have to be poured at a very slow, like, specific rate, and then they have to sit for a certain amount of time before they can be served. And
what?
Uh-huh.
Have you been to Germany?
And they're not. No. But I've got my brother-in-law went, and he was telling me all about it.
Yeah, they have it. It's got to be done right.
That is. I didn't know they pour warm. That's kind of
the opposite of cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, which seems like the opposite of the way I like my beer.
Yeah, that's
Dane, I want to ask you this, too. You spent some time in Atlanta.
Yeah, I did.
Not at the places that I said you were on the air a minute ago.
I didn't even hear you on that
part. Yeah, you chimed in and said the weather kind of was. And I said, I know Dane spent some time in Atlanta eating a lot of lunches.
Oh, 100%. I ate lots of lunches. I built this body, baby.
Probably with Lou Williams.
By the way, that is not a well-known fact.
What?
That the Weather Channel started in Atlanta.
Known to everybody in Atlanta.
He didn't know who Jim
Cantore. There's only millions of people there.
He didn't know who Jim Cantore was either.
Yeah, I didn't know who Jim Cantore was.
See, stuff is so subjective.
But he did know who
He
did know who Geraldo.
When he was tossing Geraldo.
You know
that G is soft. That's a soft G.
Oh man. Atlanta, right? Yeah. You spent some time there. Did you ever go to a Hawks game or anything like that? Because tonight they're going to be there. What's that going to be like? What's the city of Atlanta going to be like when the Sixers come to
town? Yeah, so that's going
to be... Because it's a big sports town. I mean, a lot of people, they love their teams.
Right. No, that's going to be big. I never went to any of the basketball games. I went to a couple of the Falcons games while I was down there and a bunch of the Georgia Tech.
Braves games?
Like Georgia Tech versus Georgia there.
Oh, boy.
And went to some Braves games. Now, since I've been there, though, they've got a bunch of new stadiums, right? And so the Falcons have a new stadium. The Braves have a new stadium. I think the Hawks still play right downtown in Atlanta. But they actually... It was very interesting down there. They actually partnered with Emory University, where I did all my training at, and they built an all new practice facility that's combined with the medical facility there for them. And so their practice facility is right there where the doctor's offices are and ORs are and everything. It's crazy, but it's going to be wild downtown there because that's where the Georgia Aquarium is. That's where Centennial Park is, and there's a lot of stuff going
Magic
on down
City.
There. Yeah,
the underground.
The underground's a little bit further away, but the it's going to be different. Downtown Atlanta though is a little different from like what we think of as our downtown, right? Where we go downtown and you go out and party and it's kind of big scene, right?
Yeah.
Downtown Atlanta is not really as much of that, where you're really like kind of going down there on a regular basis to hang out and
really
stuff
like
that. And so it's a little bit more muted that way. There are different areas around the city of Atlanta that are more well known, right? People go to Buckhead, they'll go to the Highlands, they'll, you know, go to Five Points, that kind of stuff to hang out. But downtown's not quite the same.
They go eat a lot of Varsity Burgers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Varsity. Go hit up that Varsity. I'll tell you, Fox Brothers Barbecue. They're not here, so I'm going to shout them out anyway. Fox Brothers Barbecue, if you're in Atlanta, is straight fire. Yeah. Straight fire. The one thing I'll tell you about downtown with basketball. I don't know if I've ever told this on the radio before. When I was in med school there, they had a tornado go through downtown Atlanta.
Holy.
And it was when they were playing the Final Four down there for the NCAA tournament. And I can't remember which teams they were playing, but a guy hit a buzzer beater to send a game into overtime. Okay. And 5 minutes later, a tornado went straight down the street right out front of the arena. If that guy wouldn't have hit that buzzer beater, it would have been just mass casualty. Yeah. Yeah, that was in 2007 or 8, somewhere around there. It was crazy.
People have been flooding the streets and excitement and then going.
Yeah, people would have been flooding the streets and going out, and then it would have been a tornado. Yeah. Wild,
man. How crazy is that?
Yeah, thank goodness for good basketball players, eh?
That is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. No, we knew about it because we were at a party at the time, obviously.
At a party.
A med school sanctioned party.
Med school sanctioned party, which are
sanctioned.
I want to figure out the guy who made that shot because he saved thousands of lives.
It was in 2000. It was in 2007 or 8, I believe. Maybe 2009. I can't quite remember, but it was during those years. But there's a tornado went straight through downtown Atlanta.
Will's interest. Look at it.
Well, I just thought of it because of the weather we're having, you know?
Boy. Much needed rain, by the way, to cool down this place.
Oh, without a question, man. It's going to be muggy tomorrow.
Muggy. Oh, we have baseball games tomorrow.
Yeah, nice. I've got fishing on the agenda.
That's what I heard. I kind of heard, what time you taking off? So you're going fishing, huh?
Yeah. Going to go fishing with my brother and some buddies. We're going to take off, I don't know, sometime around noonish or so.
Dude's weekend.
Yep. I dropped off the reels at the tackle shop to get some new line put on them.
Ooh, baby, set it up.
Maybe buy some new lures.
Just
you know?
Do what you got to do.
Just get
it's your weekend.
That's right.
Your weekend. That's Mama's got the kids.
That's right. Shout out to my wife, Angie, for letting me go.
Hey, love how you do it prior to what's going to happen to her.
No. Trust me, I've been very kind this week.
Yes, you have, for a good reason. So, all right, man, we got to get out of here. Coming up, right?
Yeah, in about a minute.
Oh, about a minute? About a minute, man. I thought we were almost out. Oh, close. But if you're outside, be careful out there. It's raining, slippery, probably. Create space with your vehicles.
That's right. Be careful. Space. Yeah. Don't stop too close to the car in front of you.
Yes.
No texting and driving.
Don't do it. Plus, it's just awful to be in any kind of accident. One, but any kind of accident in the rain.
Oh yeah, without a question, man. Especially in the rain. Then you got a broke car and you're wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worst of both worlds there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
You're still trying to find it.
Still trying to figure it. I can't find.
Also,
it.
Also, college baseball fans. I know we're not there, unfortunately, but I'm really proud of what happened with Nebraska. You know what Nebraska basketball, baseball is, and where it's going to be. But man, college super regionals are this weekend.
Yep.
Going on, and it's weird. It's so weird that we're like almost a week away, and we'll be at all those teams will be in the College World Series.
You going up to the World Series?
We have a baseball tournament up in Omaha.
Ooh, nice.
The boys are playing at Iowa Western Community College up there.
All right.
And we're going to be staying in. We actually are using all the points.
Nice.
We have got a room. Me and my son are going up, and possibly some other ones just stay with us. We're staying right across the street from TD Ameritrade.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Oh, yes. He doesn't know. So, all right, you guys have a very safe Friday, safe weekend, and we'll catch you on a Monday.